Okay, Derek, where are you living now?
So I'm in a town called Heerenveen in the Netherlands right now.
And you're playing hockey, professional hockey. Great. How's that going?
Good. We're just about wrapping up the regular season, about to head into playoffs. Yeah, it's been good. Hockey culture is different. People are different, but I'm enjoying it all the same. So.
Good. Where do you see this leading to?
I have no idea,
Good. I like that.
I have no idea. I'll figure it out when the time comes. Kind of taking it by a season by season basis over here.
And living the dream while you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good stuff. Let's talk about yesterday. 1,437 people at the MAC. That's almost a record. Apparently, the record was 1,800 and some during the playoffs a couple of years ago. But it was, it was good to see that, but there was kind of a somber purpose behind it. What can you tell me about Ryan?
I always kind of laugh whenever I have to describe him, because it kind of always comes out as cliches. He was my older brother. He was my idol. Can't think of anyone that has something bad to say about him. But it's kind of true. Maybe that's why it's a cliche. He was just the salt of the earth kind of guy. Was nice to everyone. Kind of always seemed to do the right thing. Someone that I look up to. Maybe not in the hockey department, but that's the one place I got him. And but no, he just he was just an amazing person, always giving. And he chose medicine as his field because, he just was a person that was always helping people, and he wanted to do that for a living. So, just a great guy.
Nothing cliche about that. He was your big brother and your idol. Did he play hockey, even though you said you beat him on that?
Yeah, he played for the majors for two years. Way back. He was born in 95, so I don't know when he would have played, what years exactly. But he played a few years for the majors. He was a defenseman, not a very flashy defenseman, but a solid stay-at-home defenseman. And he got some junior tryouts and stuff like that, but he decided to take the school route, and he had his head set on becoming a doctor. So after he finished high school, he went straight on to university and just kind of played intramural from there.
Did he ever suffer a concussion while playing?
Yeah, multiple. His last season with the majors, I think he missed about half the season, but definitely suffered a few during his playing days. And then, once you get one, you're kind of more susceptible to get others, and had suffered quite a few after he was done playing hockey as well, just kind of, life accidents and stuff like that.
And he wasn't satisfied to just say, "Well, I've had a few concussions playing hockey." He took that and turned that into something positive, right? He started a group.
Yeah, absolutely. So he started the Concussion Coalition in Timmins, I believe during his undergrad. He gathered a few doctors and some and doctors and just some people around the community that are in kind of prevention, injury prevention, in sports around Timmins. So he started that one with his undergrad, and he was also doing studies for CCM with hockey helmets. Along with this Concussion Coalition, he would go to ringette tournaments, hockey tournaments, events like that in Ottawa and in Timmins, and he would just talk to people about concussions, their symptoms, and just bringing kind of awareness to it. So,
Much like yesterday's event at the MAC.
yeah, exactly like that.
It was great to see your mom and dad and your grandparents and all the family there yesterday. And I guess that's kind of their way of picking up and continuing Derek's work. Ryan's work, and what you're doing here today with me is part of that. You obviously, the whole family holds it close to their heart.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really nice to see, the whole family walk the red carpet and drop the puck. And I know I called them before, and it was pretty emotional for them, to have the spotlight on you for obviously something that is emotional is not easy to handle, but they were there with numbers. We had a lot of family and extended family and friends show up to the game, so kind of strength in numbers, it adds a little bit, it brings it closer to home when you have a family that's been through it, kind of pushing this along. So I know that it was pretty well received, and it was pretty emotional to watch from my end, even though it was just through my laptop. But
yeah, but that emotion and that pride would make the loss of Ryan a little easier, in that he's done something positive that you can carry on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, whether it's here or not, he definitely impacted a lot of people. Obviously us as a family, but even before that, with all of his volunteer work at the universities and stuff. And after he passed away, I had quite a few just random people reach out to me and said how much my brother had impacted them as a mentor, when they were struggling in university. I got off track. I don't quite remember what the question was.
Well, it was just that it kind of dulls the pain of losing them a little bit when you see the support you got like yesterday, and that the family can move on with Ryan's cause.
Yeah. I think whether he's here or not, he'll make a difference in the people around them that were around him. So
I think his positive impact, although it had been before that, but right at the time of his death, I think it really pulled people together as family. I was billeting Tyler Schwint at the time, and Schwinty told me, hey, we're going to be there for SEGS, for you. And then when he came home, first from the visitation and then from the packed ballroom at the MAC for the service, we talked about how the silver lining was how you got to, or the other boys on the team got to support you and your family, and how that's one of the great things about hockey or any organized sport, but we relate it most to hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember the day after I got the news, we had a game against Powassan, and kind of just seeking some normalcy. I didn't tell anyone beforehand. I just kind of wanted to go about the game as normal, because that was kind of my safe, hockey's kind of my safe place, my outlet. So kind of kept it. But, I had a room of 20 guys where when I gave them the news, we had a big group hug, and there's, a bunch of guys crying in a room. So it was, and then from there, at the celebration of life as well, to sit through a 2.5 or 2 hour long celebration of life about someone you've never met, and they were, they didn't get any seats, they were standing through it the whole time. It's long, and after that I wasn't always present, and nor was I kind of at 100%, but they kind of picked up the slack, and I'll always remember the support from those guys that were there. It was unreal.
I think it's a testament to the kind of captain you were too, that you had already pulled the team together and they were there to support you. So, yeah. Anything you want to add to any of this?
No, I mean, just that, our family appreciates the support from, everyone that came out. and at least listened or, you know, interacted with the health unit, and hopefully someone learned something also that, you know, the boys got a dub, which was pretty pretty sweet.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially against Hurst, that felt good. That was a good one.
It was for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah, and I guess the main thing is the concussion awareness and how if you don't get it treated, it can come back to haunt you.
Yeah, exactly. The thing with concussions that's different from other injuries is, you know, if someone breaks their wrist, you know, you can play through it. I don't suggest it, but you know, you can point to something where it's like, okay, you know, I can't play because of this, but you're physically limited. Whereas concussions is kind of more of a gray area where you don't feel right, probably have a headache, maybe a little bit dizzy, but something that you can push through. And when you have a bunch of guys that are hyper competitive, they get a hit to the head, you know, they don't want to miss. They don't want to miss the rest of the game because it's you can play through it. Would never recommend it or suggest it, but it's something you can play through. So, you know, the awareness is not so much trainers and coaches because at the end of the day, all they can do is ask, "How are you feeling?" You know, unless you're to sit them permanently, it kind of has to go. The culture has to change within the athletes themselves to say, you know, okay, I got hit to the head, you know. It's just a game, right? There's going to be a life after the game, and you only got one brain, right? So it's so that's kind of, at least in my eyes, kind of the goal is that bring awareness to the athletes that it's okay to miss, you know, a period or two because you think you have a concussion.
Yeah, and forget that phrase, oh, just suck it up and get out there, right? Like, take care of yourself first.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I've been trainer for a lot of hockey teams, and something you said just rang a bell with me is that the player is the only person who knows how he feels. I can't determine. So, you know, and I've said this to a lot of players. You tell me if it hurts. You tell me if you don't feel right because I don't know. So
Yeah.
that's got to be part of the culture change.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Derek, thank you for this. Good luck in your hockey career.